Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us again, we love her, Lisa Guerrero from Inside Edition. She's hosting, of course, Secrets of Playboy on A&E. Final 2 weeks of episodes coming up. Back-to-back episodes, Mondays at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing so well, Randy. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, and these episodes are about you.
Well, not I'm hosting them, okay?
I know you're hosting them, but I thought there was a little...
There's some stuff about me, too.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, we've had several ladies on from that series, and it's kind of weird. You know, half the ladies we've had on hate Hugh Hefner, thinks he used them and everything else and had, you know, horrible things to say about him. And then the other half loved Hugh Hefner and said, hey, we knew what we were getting into. And we knew what came along with the job, and Hef was great to us. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, you know, that sounds about right, Randy. I think that there's a real mixture of people who were connected to the Playboy brand in different ways, right? Some were Playboy bunnies at the Bunny Club. Some were his girlfriends. Some were playmates that posed for the magazine. Some were cover models. And so you're seeing a real kind of cross-section of people from that universe that had different interactions with him and different interactions with the photographers and the people at the mansion. So season one really was about Hugh Hefner and was about the brand, and a lot of it took place at the mansion. Season two is about the women themselves, why they made the decision to pose, what the experience was like for them at that time, and then more importantly, what the consequences have been like in their career and in their lives and with their families. So this season is really personal. And this is, I just love the episodes I'm hosting starting tonight, because we really, you know, it's not about him. It's about her and her and her and her.
Right,
this
right.
season. For me, you asked me what my situation was.
Yeah, didn't you? You had a gross impression of him at first, right?
Yeah, I did. I was part of the Playboy modeling agency at first. I didn't pose nude, but I did swimwear campaigns, national fitness campaigns, Gold's Gym, Nautilus Fitness, OP Swimwear, Cola California Swimwear. So I was represented through Playboy models. And because I was a fitness model, they asked me to be a playmate when I was 20. And I said, no, thank you. I knew someday I wanted to be a sportscaster and an actor and a reporter. So I knew it was not going to be a good idea for me
Playboy. You thought that was going to negatively impact your career going forward. And
correct.
But a lot of times with women who did pose nude, it did the reverse. It kind of jump-started their career.
Yeah, and it really depended on the woman, and it depended on kind of the time, what the era was when they posed.
Sure.
But back then, I just knew it wasn't going to be a good idea. So instead, I signed with the agency, and because I signed with the agency, I had to go to the movie night at the mansion, and that's the first time I met Hugh Hefner. And I was 20, and he came in to try to kiss me as I was coming out of the bathroom, and I turned my cheek, and he kind of slobbered on my face. So it was revolting, actually. It was gross. And I got out of there as quickly as I could.
But Lisa, come on. You're at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, you think that somebody's going to read to you?
So here's the funny thing. And I write all about this in my book, Warrior, My Path to Being Brave. So my memoir came out this year.
Yes.
And one of the funniest parts of this book, and people really talk about this all the time when I get interviewed. When I was 19 and 20 years old, when I went to the Playboy Mansion, I was a struggling actress and model. And so I would bring empty Tupperware with me in a bag. And I would, roll on up to the mansion in my crappy Nissan Pulsar. I would get out, try to avoid, because I didn't drink at the time. And I was not a drug user at all. It never happened. But I got out of the car and immediately, went to the buffet. And when all of the people went into the screening room to watch the movie, I loaded my Tupperware up with free food. And then I would leave immediately before the drunk guys came out of
there
the screening room.
There you go.
And so I got caught. I got caught by the maid who saw me do that. And she said, honey, next time, just let me know. I'll give you to-go bags. And she did. But I write about that in my book. It's pretty funny. But then years later, when I was 40, I decided I'll be on the cover when I was making the transition from sports to newscasting, and I used it as kind of a platform to say I wanted to work for an entertainment magazine like Inside Edition. And then they did a story about me and they signed me to a contract. And I've been with the show for 17 years. And I wouldn't have been with the show chasing bad guys right now if it wasn't for Playboy.
Oh, you do such a great job on there. We're talking to Lisa Guerrero here on the National Defense Secrets of Playboy. She's hosting on A&E. Final 2 weeks of episodes. And you mentioned your memoir. We talked about this a little bit last time. Warrior, My Path to Being Brave. And this sounds fantastic. I mean, you talk about your entire career from an NFL cheerleader and kind of a, you know, definitely a trailblazer for women in journalism. And what has been the response so far from people who have, you know, read this and heard about this? It's got to be fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, Randy, that I want to cry because I was not expecting the, you know, the response. I was on Christiane Amanpour on CNN International, who is a fan, Gayle King, CBS Mornings, the Drew Barrymore show, the talk, like I have just been, all of these women and men have embraced the book and now it's being made into a TV series.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just so shocked. It became an Amazon bestseller, an instant Amazon bestseller. So if you care about sports and kind of behind the scenes of sports and the media and journalism and all this stuff, definitely check out the book before the TV show's made, because you'll probably want to see what the real book is and then kind of watch the show when it gets done. But I have just been so blessed 1,000 times over, Randy. And part of the reason that it's fun is that I do write about my Playboy experience and my experience in professional sports in the book. And that's something that they're going to be writing about in the TV show. So I'm going to be really interested to see how that goes once the strike is over. But one of the things, I wanted to tell you, Randy, and your listeners are going to love this. My episodes on Secrets of Playboy that I host start, you know, tonight, Monday. Next Monday, on August 14th, we have an episode about women in uniform.
Oh,
so women that pose. Yes. Oh, please watch it. I beg you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an unforgettable show. It is so incredibly interesting. It's shocking. It's really, really informative.
Oh, my gosh.
So I know that all of the listeners, and by the way, thank you for your service, each and every one of you. I think you're really going to enjoy this episode. So that'll be on August 14th.
Now give us a little hint about that.
Back-to-back episodes.
Give us a little hint about that. Women in uniform, are they in uniform, then they're out of uniform? Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They were in uniform, then they were out of the uniform, then they were drummed out of their jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a lot there to unpack. So when I sit down with these women, you really understand their journeys and why they made this really controversial decision in their lives, but what the ramifications were for them in their military career. And, you know, one woman was an NYPD officer. Another was a drill sergeant with 14 years of service in the Air Force. So I think you're really going to want to watch that episode. In my opinion, it is one of the most fascinating hours of television I've ever seen. I was just really grateful to have hosted that.
Yeah, we might need to get some of those women on the show to talk about their stories, because I've never heard that before. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're talking to Lisa Guerrero here on National Defense. And it was also announced that you were going to be a keynote speaker at the Society of Professional Journalists Journalism Conference in Las Vegas. That's a huge deal, Lisa. Congratulations on that. And I want to ask you about that because I've just kind of gotten into that space myself. And as long as I've hosted a show, as long as you've hosted a show, it's a different deal, isn't it?
Keynote speaking and inspirational speaking or doing TED Talks are really, really important to me, because as somebody who now is 59 years old, who's been on camera for 40 years, who's been a journalist for 30 plus years, I feel like I have so many stories to tell, but more importantly, not about me, but about the future generation of people in media or journalism. Mm. I want to be able to tell young people how to set boundaries for yourself, what the red flags are to look for, how to demand respect for yourself on the set or on a show or with your employer or producers. And this goes for anybody in business, anybody in the military, anybody who's got any kind of career, and even students. We all need to have a sense of worth, and we all need to know how to lean into our own inner superhero to be strong for ourselves and others. And my whole keynote is about being brave. My book is called Warrior because my last name, Guerrero, means warrior in Spanish. Warrior, my path to being brave. And I talk about, when I do keynotes and I do, you know, personal appearances, I talk about how to be a more brave and courageous person by practicing exercises every day that teach you to lean into courage. And not that anybody listening today in your audience, you know, needs to be more courageous. I know you're all heroes.
Let me tell you,
we can all use that. I think.
I think there's a perfect book for and a message for our audience because, yeah, when you're in the military, you're a superhero. But when you transition back, that's when a lot of trouble starts because your mission, you don't have a mission anymore. So to pick that book up, to pick that message up, and to get that again is very important. Lisa, what would be your superpower?
My superpower would probably be honesty. I'm very blunt and very honest, and I try, and this is, and it's painful. This, being honest is a courageous thing to try to be.
Right, it's tough.
You know, it's very hard, but as a journalist, I wish more journalists were more honest.
Yeah.
And held people accountable for wrongdoing. And I feel like there's a real need in politics, in sports, in entertainment. Mm-hmm. I think there's a real need for accountability and honesty. And look, we are very divided in this country today. And I think common sense, honesty, kindness, and empathy would go a very long way. And I think those are my superpowers. I'm empathetic and I'm honest, and thus I am brave.
You're not that empathetic when you're chasing bad guys.
I'm empathetic for the victims who got hurt by those bad guys.
Right.
That's who I empathize with, the victims and the survivors.
What's the closest you've come to, when you're going after these people, what's the closest you've come to saying, I don't want to get into that situation?
Yeah, I write about this in my book. I talk about different really scary experiences. Sure. I've been hit by a car. I've been, had guns waved at me. I've been, threatened. I've had death threats, rape threats. Reportedly, I still get them today because, my investigations lead to people getting arrested.
Right.
So, I get a lot of abuse online and in person. But at the end of the day, I feel like it is my duty and it is my calling to speak truth to power. And if that means that people aren't going to like it, then so be it. That's what I think my calling is.
I love that. I love it so much. And I love Lisa Guerrero, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for the great words for our audience and continued great success.
I appreciate that. And thank you so much for your service, everybody. We love you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.